Higgy.
Hello, good sir.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
Hello, Jared.
Hello, Jared. What's going on?
Not much, fella. How are you?
Can you get my phone about?
I know. The O
nothing
must go.
About. The O is gone.
Pig, how am I sounding on the
what
mic?
What am I now? Here, 1 and 4 or something? Yeah, you sound right. Good. No, you sound good, Pig.
Okay, very good.
Nothing a bit of editing can't fix, Pig. No, you sound good.
Yes, Pig, the king has returned.
I'm back, Pig.
And you're just about to throw it all away.
No, I was stuck the fat. And it's a long season, as you mentioned before, and I'm feeling good. The team's coming together nicely.
Just want to remind you that I pulled you aside during the week and I said, hey, come here, fella. Be like water.
Put me under your wing?
No, I said, nothing is as good as it seems, nothing's as bad as it seems. Yeah, so just did, yes. Get on with it.
That's right. No, you're right. Words of wisdom, Pig.
Then you just went out and eclipsed me, so now I'm a bit fucked this week.
I did. I went big, Pig.
Now let's go.
Happy with it.
Come on. What do you got?
What did I do? What did I 2362, Pig. I went big.
That's it was a big, nice. Big score. Isn't
it was. It was a big, big score. Helped out by big old Snags Darcy, vice captain. And very happy with that. Pig, I made some big moves during the week. I brought in a guy called Jake Lloyd.
Jake Lloyd,
who
yeah,
is
huge.
Flying under the radar. No one's giving him the respect he deserves, and he went bang, 119 points. Beautiful.
I feel like maybe you should thank me for that as well.
Excuse me?
You're almost going to bring in Duncan, and I said, mate, go Jake Lloyd.
I did think about Duncan. I thought about a couple of guys. Nick Haynes I thought about as well, and he scored about 50, so it worked out well, Pig.
So basically what I'm saying is, without saying, I'm basically responsible.
You're the guy? Yeah. But it was actually, it's nice to have a move actually pay off, because not a lot of my moves have paid off. This year so far.
That's great, mate, because none of my moves have paid off.
Feel like I turned a corner. What did you do last week, Pig? You weren't too bad, were you?
I took Merritt out. That might have been the week before, but I took Merritt out 2 weeks ago for LDU, and Merritt's had like two massive scores. Hopefully he gets rubbed out to give me a bit of...
He is rubbed out, yep.
Has he accepted
They it? Did not overturn the... No, he fought it.
Okay.
But he didn't get it overturned, so...
All right, so, now I'm just a bit salty about that. So, Pig, I did okay. I got 23.02, so...
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, not too bad. Better than a poke in the eye, I guess. I lost my matchup by about 15 points, so... Yeah, okay. I'm flat as a cat.
You're still up there, aren't you?
I'm still up there, yeah. I'm about... what am I, Pig? What am I? I'm about ranked about 5,000 at the moment.
Yep. And, you are top 8 in the league, Pig, so you're doing all right.
Top 8 feels great.
Yep. No, we're trying to stay positive here, Pig, so we're feeling good.
Too bad, but I just want more, Pig. I bring in Jordy Dawson, and that was an absolute masterstroke. I viced him, and he just went
as well,
so large.
Yep.
And who else did I bring? I bring Van Rooyen, and he got me a 50, so I was quite happy with my picks, and then I'm just watching everyone around me just eclipse me, so... Yeah, I don't know. Back to the drawing board, I guess.
Well, we can dissect it, Pig, in the next 40 minutes or so. That's fine.
Beauty. Plenty to get into.
Plenty to get into, Pig.
All right. There's no time like the present.
Yep. Any apologies to be made?
Oh, mate. My life is nothing but an apology, right?
Yep. What do you got?
In saying that, I am sorry for absolutely nothing. Kind of agree. I am sorry. What am I sorry for? I'm sorry for everyone that doubted Ken Hinckley.
Yes. Okay. Unique one, but I like it.
Pepsi Ken got it done on the weekend.
He's been good the last few weeks. He's coached well.
He's coached from
maybe
the
that's what he's been missing. He hasn't been on the boundary.
Maybe just the fear of death every weekend really just sparks him into something.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, no, you're right. I like the sideline coaching, but he definitely has the love of his players. Let's just please agree on that. I know you're also a fan of Kenny, but time is running out for the big fella. So I'm very happy that Port won. So I'm sorry for everyone that didn't get to see Kenny hang from the bloody rafters on the weekend, but he lives another day. And Pig, I'm sorry to Fergus Green.
Yeah, Fergus.
Yeah, I took him off. I bring in Van Rooyen. So Fergie's been all right. And Fergie got about a 70 and Van Rooyen got a 50. And that was the difference of my matchup. So
there you go. You got to back him in, Pig.
So I am...
Sorry, I'm so damn sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so...
How great is that?
Very good, Pig. That's a good soundbite that you dug up from The interwebs. Very nice.
All right, you big ham. What do you got for me?
What am I sorry for, Pig? Yep. I'm sorry in advance to all my competitors in our league. Because I'm going to win it all, Pig. I'm coming. I'm back. I'm back, baby.
He's back.
Isn't it funny what a week in Supercoach does to you?
If they can see you a week ago to now, oh my God, what a recovery.
I was flat, definitely.
You're like the Wolf and Wall Street. I'm not going anywhere.
But I've got my man. I've got Stewart in my team. I hate not having him in my team. He's in my team. Got Jakey Lloyd there to do a job for me. I've got DPP action going everywhere.
Yeah.
I've got rookies just about to ripen up. I'm ready to go, Pig.
What are you saying? You're a man on the move.
Yep. I'm on the move, Pig.
I'm very happy.
So I'm sorry to all of my doubters and my competitors. I'm coming for the crown.
It's just not the same when the big pig isn't rising at the top. It's like having your neck out. Once you're realigned, just the world's a better place. So you're a man with a plan, and your name is Sam. But
we ascend together, Pig. Like you said, you're going for the socks, and so am I. So
I'm going for the socks. I'm not even wearing socks until I get my KFC.
We can save Herald Sun on postage, and we can just send it all to us, eh?
Yeah, I just drive by Port Adelaide KFC every night, and I just pull through the gate. What can I get you, mate?
Beautiful.
And I just said, I'll be back.
Very good, your finest
socks. And they go, oh, what are you talking about? I go, oh, all right, mate, just a zinger bag, right?
Just a zinger.
Just a stacker. Come on.
I'm pretty sure you do get a free zinger box as well.
Really?
So, yeah, we'll be cashing in on that, definitely.
Why don't you leave with that?
I know. That's all part of it.
Just a greasy pair of socks and a and a chicken feed?
Yeah, okay.
Now that's all our sorries, actually.
Sorry, I'm so damn sorry.
Sportsbet and Ladbrokes, we are sorry.
I'm sorry, you keep taking your money.
We just beat the brakes off you yet again.
Love to see it.
5 weeks in a row, Piggy.
Yep, we're profitable. Against the bookies.
We've beat the bookie 5 weeks in a row.
Not many people can say that.
You know, I don't know who those adverts are advertised for, but they're certainly not for us.
Definitely not for us, Pig.
You know what?
We're thriving.
They should be held to account for those ads. It's like, jump on Sportsbet. You know, we've got all these specials for you. And then it's like, by the way, you're probably going to lose your whole family.
Well, I don't think it's their choice to have those in the ads.
Yeah, true. But it's like, hey, idiot, you suck and you're going to lose everything, but sign up for Sportsbet. Yeah, like, come on, mate.
So, yes, no, we're flying, Pig. So we might chat about the Patreon and the punt maybe a bit later on.
All right, well, one last thing. Elaborate Sportsbet. If you're short for coin this week, give us a call. We're sure we can sort something out.
We can float you. Yep.
Give you an advance.
Very good, Pig.
All right, Pig, we are flying through this episode. This could be the best episode yet, and could this be. Also could be, actually, it is the number one Supercoach podcast show in all of Australia.
Yep.
Just ask me.
Without a doubt.
Let's get into the next segment, Piggy. Okay, what about some pigs of the week?
The prize pigs. Who's delivered the big numbers for you, Pig?
Who's
give me a couple on your side.
Who's moved a bit of weight for me this week, you reckon?
Yep.
Well, I can't go past Jordy Dawson.
Yeah,
152 on debut.
Off the back of his 170 odd.
Yeah, and it's hard to say because he's the enemy. He's the captain of the team that I just despise. But he is an amazing footballer.
Yep.
He looks amazing in the middle.
Everything went through him, didn't it?
He scored Patrick Cripps. His disposal is just second to none.
Elite.
I don't know what else to say, but just be absolutely in admiration for the big, big skipper. He's played some big time football. So, yeah, 152 Pig, averaging 129. So,
three
round average of 146 and top score of 173 this year. So, he is just the real deal for me.
He looks every bit the number one defender, doesn't he? He's coming for that mantle.
He is.
He had a good season last year. But he could be going even bigger this year with that midfield role, Pig. He looked really good, doesn't he?
I really do. And you know what? Maybe we'll move him in the midfield. We'll swap him in the midfield. He's got options.
But having said that, I couldn't believe the freedom Carlton gave him. I mean, I guess they don't really have much of a tagging option in their team, but geez, he just sliced them apart. He was basically the reason why they actually got dominated like they did.
Yeah, it definitely was the reason. Some players, like, they'll just, even if he got restricted to 20 touches, that'd all be 100% efficiency, you know? Yep. So I think he can break a tag, not by like the sheer force of like a Clayton Oliver, who will touch on it in a minute, because that guy, yeah, he just keeps getting the job done. Mm. But yeah, how can you beat that when his disposal just slices up people? And then you've got people like Laird in the midfield. You got a few of the big names. You got your boy Rochelle.
Mm-hmm.
He was unreal as well. Yeah, so
he's getting plenty of time in there.
And he's just a whole different aspect of type of midfield. I like the Crows. I really like what they're doing.
I like what the Crows are doing, yep.
They're playing a really good brand of football. So, yeah, well done to Dawson. Piggy, this is the 1-2 punch of the rucks. I'll go with this one. Timmy English.
Oh, God, I'm sick of hearing this guy's name.
T.E.
Sick of it.
English muffin.
Sick of it.
Nordic by nature.
Hasn't scored under 139 or something this year. He's averaging like 142.
I actually called the Western Bulldogs and he's allergic to scoring under 130. So, I don't know. I couldn't believe it. So.
Well, you know what this week is, Pig? The showdown between Darcy and English.
Really?
Yep. Friday night footy at Optus Stadium. The big Schnags takes on the big muffin.
I think Darcy's biggest battle is getting his Guernsey on this weekend because, like I said to you in the weekend, he is in a fight for his life. He's not going to fit into his Guernsey in 4 weeks, so you better drain him for all the points.
Look, we're not about fat shaming here, but yeah, you're right. He's put on a few kegs, you think, during the season. He actually looked good coming into the season.
He looks great, but talk me through it. The midriff on him is just like...
He's a big fella.
I respect it. I actually do respect it because he's a man of his word and his name is Snagger.
Yeah, big Snagger.
Yeah, Tim English, 139. Like you said, barely goes under 130. He's allergic and there's no cure for it at the moment. So Tim English is great. It's a funny one because I want to get Snags in because he's not that high price at the moment. Same as Grundy. They're not that far away from the other duo, which is Marshall. But we all seem to have one or the other plus Marshall and it's a bit hard to... It's a bit stiff to get rid of Marshall at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, I think for now, you hold on to Marshall for a little while. But yeah, obviously it looks like English and Darcy are going to be the top two big dogs for the remainder of the year.
All right, one more pick. I don't want to waffle on too much about this, but Rory Laird.
Yep.
Yeah, he's back on his real shit.
Yep.
135.
No, he looks good.
He's going to creep back up in price. And, he just looked amazing. So, if you had the advice on Lairdy and Dawson on the Thursday night, you're loving it.
You're very happy. Yep, definitely.
What about yourself?
Pig, guy called Bontempelli.
Bontempelli.
145 points.
I know. He went
big. And it was against your mob as well.
And historically, he scores really well against Port.
Yep.
So, yeah.
He does. So, yeah, so much so that they had to, put Will and Drew on him in the second half because he was just causing all sorts of mayhem in the middle there for the power. I think he had 10 clearances to halftime.
Yeah, that's what I heard. 10, something about 10 clearances. So he was
on for a record.
Took a great mark as well and kicked a good goal during the game too.
So he looks brilliant. 145 was my biggest score, I believe, for the week. Tommy Stewart, 135 pig. So
yes, love to see
him. Love to have him back in my team. It feels great. Josh Dunkley was with his best score for the year, 133. So
well overdue.
Good to see him put in a good performance. And I just want to mention a guy called Horn Francis pig.
Jason Horn Francis.
Like, he didn't, go massive, but geez, he went massive in the last quarter.
Yeah,
and he was on about 40 points to three-quarter time.
We're all about those little feats as well. So you're right. I think he was on 35 or 40 points.
Yep.
He had 8 disposals in three quarters.
Yep. And he finished with 18? 19. So he's had 11 touches in the last quarter and was really, along with Zach Butters, he was the difference in that game.
Yeah, so he ended up on 86, which is pretty good for his price range.
And, averaging 89. So
great.
He's doing the job for us, Big.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy
with that. I did want to mention him. But that's about it for me.
I would be salty if you didn't mention him.
No, that's it for me, Pig.
Mention him more than bloody David King.
He gets so much hate, doesn't he?
Say that again.
I forgot we got the soundboard again.
We should get some sort of David King soundbite. I'm sure we can find something out there. But no, that's it for my prize,
Pig. This is my own personal David King. That's all I got. That's all I got. I hate you, David King. You're a rat.
They
don't want to play. Nah, that's bad, isn't it? That's pretty bad.
It's creepy. I guess he's a creepy guy.
He doesn't run both ways, Kane. That's what he's like. Like, you're a creep, mate.
He's a rat.
I'd cover my drink if I was near you at a bar. You just creep me out. Too far. Shots fired.
Yeah.
All right, Pig. I've lost the plot a little bit tonight, but no, please.
I love it.
Please carry me through this.
This is great, Pig.
Okay, Pig. So we talk about the positives. Let's talk about the negatives.
Yep. So with every, like you said, with every yin, there's a yang, Pig. And chopping block. We got to talk about the pig stinking it up. Who have you got for me, mate? Who needs to go on your team? Come this on, talk me through it.
You got time?
I got time, mate. I got time.
All right. I need to probably look at, I'd say LDU. This is a big call.
Oh, I reckon you're harsh on the guy.
You reckon I'm harsh?
I reckon you're being harsh. I know he hasn't delivered on what you wanted, but having said that, he hasn't been that bad. And he's come back from an injury too.
Okay.
So
what concerns me is players that get a lot of touches and it doesn't translate, like another guy, Tom Green.
Mm.
How many did he touch? He had 30 plus touches.
Yeah, I reckon something like that.
He had 30 plus and he ended up on 97. So LDU worries me a little bit. Even though he only had about 22 touches, he got 90 points. But I am in the business of elite performers. So when you've got Bontempelli 15K more than true, LDU, you can't. Like it's points, Pick. What did you finish on? 2360 or something you had.
Yep.
I had 2303. So there's that 50 points right there.
Yeah.
That's the difference between being a god or a dog.
I know. When you put it that way, it's hard to argue, but I think he'll come good. I think he will bounce back this week. He's got Gold Coast this week, Pick. So yeah, I mean,
all right, I'll give him one more.
I get your reasoning, but I think he can go big this week.
All right, I'll give him one really more. You're right. So, Jinbi is another one.
Yeah, Jinbi's got to go, I think.
Came off as a sub. Came off injured, and then they kept him on, subbed him off.
He looks sore. Yeah. He looks like he's struggling. He's being asked to do too much, you know. I mean, it's obviously because they're injury-ridden, but he's being asked to be like a majority. He's actually been playing tagging roles, Pete.
Yeah, I think he's that type of guy, though, you know.
I think he's more than
willing, but
you know, to
at
give,
his own detriment.
He had to tag Dangerfield on the weekend. And who do you have last week? Was it Clary? I reckon you had
something like that. Yeah, I think it was Clary.
So, geez, you know, tough ask for the kids. So, I dare say we'll see him being rested soon. And, yeah, his break-even is basically below his average right now. So, above his average. So, yeah, he's on
the decline.
He's in line to lose a bit of coin, Pig. So, I think now's the time to pull the trigger on him.
All right, Pig, one more here. My team's pretty good. I'm probably splitting hairs with this one, but Harry Sheezel's probably on the chopping block for me.
Oh, is he? Yeah, fair enough. No, fair enough.
Say that again.
He's got to go, you reckon? Hasn't gone under 100?
Yeah, he's got 100. I'm looking for a 120.
Yeah.
He was on about
lower score for the year, not good enough.
He was on about 40 points in the first quarter, and I was like,
didn't have a great first quarter. Didn't have a great second quarter. In fact, I didn't think he had a great game.
If you've just tuned in, please tune back out. I've lost the plot here. Sheezel's elite, Pig. So.
He is elite. No, you got to respect him. Averaging 112, Pig. So
what about
huge.
What about Connor McKenna, Pig? Can I ask you that? Is he just still generating a bit of cash and just leaving?
He was one that I was probably going to mention in my chopping block. So he's, you know, break even at 25, Pig.
Yeah, so he's still...
So it's not the end of the world, but yeah, I mean... He scored 55 on the weekend, and gee, that was a miracle that he scored that. Because I reckon he was on about he's on about 20 points at three quarter time.
Yeah, so, that's the trade off, Pig. Like I'm looking at my team, and then I was thinking, you know, I need to improve here, need to improve this line, that line, but then I'm thinking, geez, I've got 24 trades or something left. It's only early in the season, but like when's the trade off matter? Like cash gen's important, but also points are important. I don't want to fall 400 or 500 points behind like the top dog. So yeah, it's a trade off for me.
Yeah, that's the balancing act, isn't it? That's what it really it's all is. About. That's the aim of the game. You got to time your run. You know, you've got to time and when you cash in on these guys. That's the aim of the game, really.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul Lucuria. Do you know what I mean?
Paul Lucuria. Yeah, I do know what you mean. Definitely. I'm surprised you didn't mention your boy Connor Rosie, Pig. You actually just spoke about off air that you wanted to trade him out. I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Oh, yeah. No.
Can we go on record to say that or not?
Nah, I told them. Okay. Nah, I don't want to. I just, you know.
Just spitballing?
Just protect. He's 21. Protect the kid, Pig.
Okay. Fair enough.
You know, let the kid play.
Yeah, let him play. All respect right? him.
And that's the last I want to hear. Any Port Power player, that's the last I want to hear of it.
All right.
Nah, Connor Rosie, yeah. Pig, I'm not well.
He's not quite delivering on what you wanted?
Yeah, but I wasn't planning to say that on air, so...
Okay, so I put you on the spot.
So we'll just cut that out.
We cut that out.
Post edit.
But, yeah, I think he'll come good. Who have I got, Pig, in my chopping block? Oscar Baker, Pig?
Yeah.
Probably time to go. I've actually got him in my trade plans this week, so he's on the chopping block for me. So I think his break-even is about 90-odd. He's a breaking up at about 90, so...
No, 46.
Is it?
Yeah, so...
Oscar Baker, shit. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, he's... I was looking at him as well. He's on my field as well, so it makes me...
Oh, 46. Yeah, you're right.
Makes me worried when you say you're getting rid of him. Maybe I need to get rid of him as well.
47 and 53 in the last fortnight. It's not really getting me going. You know, he's had one score over 55.
Yeah, I know.
So, definitely...
You're not going to miss a lot with him.
Definitely have to put him on notice, I think.
Yeah.
Yep, so he's definitely in my trade plans, but that's about it, Pig. Like I said, I'm pretty happy with how the team is looking right now, so...
I'm happy for you, Pig, I really
am. Wait and see. Pig, you've got a great team as well, don't worry about that.
Does that sound genuine?
No.
Okay, sorry.
No. But, no, it's going all right, Pig. We're tracking well.
Okay, no, that's good. No, Pig, you know what, I'm just... If you win, I win, okay?
Yep.
So I'm happy for you.
The footy gods win. That's the main thing.
Yeah, but, you know, I just feel like I was robbed this week.
Robbed right in front of me.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What a coincidence, we had a perfect soundbite for that. All right, let's get into it, Pig, before I bleed out over here.
Yep.
Pigs of the week. Pigs.
The big pigs.
There's some big...
So around the grounds.
Big poncho pigs around.
Yep.
And none piggier than Lockie Neal.
Oh, yes. Wasn't that big?
176.
He went massive.
Yeah, he went really big. Vintage Neil Deal form.
So it looks like North are definitely the team that you want to put your captain against. They're going to be giving up a bunch of points, it seems.
Yeah, and interestingly, they play Giants this week.
Mm-hmm.
His highest score is 164 against them, ooh, and his average is 120.
Okay.
And he's 636K. Like, this is a real... I'm making a real case here to turn Neil, because I thought he had a bit of a slow start to the year. This is his year, Pig.
Mm.
95, 100, 117, 102, 176.
Yeah, pretty solid.
Were you the same as me thinking it wasn't as good as what...
Yeah, well, it wasn't massive. Like, you saw, you know, like the first 3 or 4 weeks, there's not really... Well,
he's basically massive
scores
up
in
week,
there, but so. Yeah. Yeah, he's under the radar, I think, definitely. Yeah,
averaging 118 and his break-even's 90, so he's actually going to still go up a slight bit
He's
more.
A great option. He always will be a great option in Supercoach. He's just an elite operator, isn't he?
Just feel like he's being slept on maybe a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, that's massive, 176, Pig. Anyone else you want to mention? I've got a couple here that I want to mention.
Jim, I don't want to step on your toes here. Callum Wilkie, are you mentioning him?
No, you can mention him.
All right, 156.
He was very good.
Cal Wilkie, that's a massive score for him. I don't quite know if he's that relevant, but he's averaging, that'll push his average over 100
he's
now.
He's actually having a good year, yeah. Been very solid.
Yeah, do you know what? If you're on the punt as well, these Saint defenders, they're really racking up the touches, so have a look. So, yeah, Cal Wilkie, 2 average scores to start, and the last 2 weeks he's gone 104, 117, 156. So
yeah, very solid. Intercepting.
Possibly playing himself into some form here.
Yep. Yeah, no, he had a really good year last year, actually. Probably a bit stiff not to get an All-Australian blazer, so he's backing it up, it looks like.
Okay, very good. I know this next one, I just have a feeling you want to talk about him, so I'll let you go. Is Nick Blakey in your...
No, not Nick Blakey. You can mention Nick Blakey.
The big lizard.
The big lizard. The frill neck lizard.
The frill neck.
Doesn't he love it? He was everywhere.
Say that again.
He's all frill, no pill. Nah, Nick Blakey was fantastic. So he's another one. He's having a really good season, Pig. So he got 151, averaging 101 now, three-round average 114, 500K. So he's just dominated on the weekend. It was a good game to watch him. Loves a kick out. He gets a bit creative, doesn't he?
He does, yep.
So old twinkle toes. But, yeah, nah, Nick Blakey, very good. All right, Piggy, I'll take the back seat here. What else we got?
So a guy called Caleb Sarong, Pig.
Yeah, that's the man.
Jeez, he's been really good this year. You know, he started slowly with a 70 in round one, but since then he hasn't gone under 100 and delivered a couple 146 scores, which one of those was on the weekend. So
dual 146 scores, two 146.
He looks really good. Looks like he's becoming the... almost the number one guy at Frio. Brayshaw's taken a bit of a back seat this year so far. And we know he can get the ball. Obviously, in his draft year, he was... I think he was the highest disposal getter in his draft year. So no problems finding the pill, and he looks brilliant. Looks like he's thickened out a little bit, put a bit of muscle on, and geez, he looks good.
He's on the radar, needs to be looked at at 570.
Great pod. No one owns him, pig. 2% of teams, so really nice little pod. And Zachy Butters, pig.
Here he is.
Here he is. You knew it was coming. Obviously, he had a interrupted preseason, so bit of a slow start for Zachy Butters, but 146 on the weekend, pig. Went massive.
Yeah, classic Zach Butters, and he even kicked a nice goal.
He did.
And I was thinking,
oh, there's a pig on the ground. There is a pig at full forward.
There was.
That goal was unbelievable.
A pig at full forward. It was a nice goal. Beautiful goal. Crumbed it nicely and finished around the body. So he has to be on the radar. He's got the forward status, pig, and we know that he can definitely contend for a top six spot in the forward line. So
if he can live up to his potential, he's severely underpriced at the moment. So
yeah, I think he's just going to get better. I think as he his body gets better into the season, he's just going to keep delivering those scores. So definitely got my eye closely on him going forward, pig.
Okay, very good. All right, pig, we've named enough. We've talked enough about these guys that aren't in our team. So let's move on. We will have a quick break and we will talk trade. Trade.
We got to get that soundbite action.
No, I'll have to do it myself. Trade. No, do it again. Trade.
What's going on, pig? Talk me through it. I know you got a bit to dissect this week. You got a few irons in the fire. What's happening?
Well, I wake up and I was like, I want to trade. Want to trade. So
I wake up every morning saying that, actually.
I know. Actually, you know, that was Sunday night. I'm like, oh, cool score. I want to trade. I wanted to go big because I'm like, I thought I had the real deal, and it turns out I had a beat up Datsun, but I had some big plans. I would have got a little bit creative, and then Tom Green went and got rubbed out.
Frustrating.
Robbed right in front of me.
And I just thought to myself, oh shit.
So yeah, you definitely can see they're cracking down on that, aren't they? You've got to be very careful now when you tackle someone.
Okay, so look, I don't have anything locked in because I've done about 15,000 combinations here, but the one that's got to go is Cam McKenzie. He was dropped and then subbed. He was rested and then subbed, which really annoys me.
I know.
So it's like, is he rested or is he subbed, mate? Because
so strange.
Don't play with my heart like that.
Yeah, and he came on and got 14 points, so that goes his cash generation.
I was like, oh, that's pretty good, eh?
I reckon it was his break even that was 90, pig. That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So he has to go, definitely.
Yeah, so he definitely has to go. He's made 260, so he's got to go. I've got a Jimby on the field. I've got Tom Green. So I've got a couple of things I need to do, but without kind of giving anything too concrete, because I can't at the moment. I'm definitely thinking about downgrading McKenzie to like a Roberts or a Matty Johnson. I really like him from Fremantle Dockers.
He looked good.
He looks good. And he started really slow, so he's only 139K, but I think he'll start to really find his form. I'm trying to bring in Hopper because, like, geez, at 400K, if you took him out for Setterfield, it's not a bad move, but you need to get him back in. So, and I can't really justify dropping Setterfield back to Hopper.
No, Setterfield's been solid.
Yeah, so I think he's a solid option. Yeah,
he's still got plenty of time in our teams, I think.
Yeah, so I'm going to try and bring Hopper in. And yeah, I spoke to you about this. I want to try and upgrade Green or Davies Uniacke for Bont or Neil. So I don't quite know how I'm going to do it, pig. But basically, Cam McKenzie definitely out. Jimby probably out. Hopper in, and then it's just let's get a bit creative. I think Sheasel needs to maybe go back for me and do a job.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to get Zeeble in this week as well because he's okay. He's doing all right. But for 440, he's averaging about 100. So
yeah, he's a guy that we should definitely target.
And I kind of want to have that forward defender swap with Sheasel and Zeeble.
I like it.
So yeah,
so a bit to think about.
Basically, what I've said is I've basically told you a lot and nothing at the same time. So
well, yeah, you got to wait and see what you want to do, pig.
Say that again.
That again, Figgy. But he's decisions to make, definitely.
Yeah, decisions to make.
But you got, seems like you got some room to move. Like you, with the cash from McKenzie, you'll be able to make some moves. So that's good.
Are you feeling the same with me? Some of my rookies have made some good cash, but they're still kind of making money. Like I've got Fergus Green, Noah Long, Davey, who should come back in this week.
Should, yep.
Baker, Philippou, like they're all in the mid 200s now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you've got a better move, it's okay to move them. But at the same time, it's like you don't want to move too many of them. There's not really anything underneath that's pressing. So And then now I've got Constable and Chester just, yeah, wasting away on my prime as well. So plenty to think about, Pig.
Yeah, hopefully Constable can get a call up. That'd be really nice. Yeah, but I think it's about who's coming in for him, Pig. Like you said, you don't want to go too early on these guys, but if there's options presenting themselves, then, yeah, cash in and use the money elsewhere, I think, definitely. Yeah,
and I'm, like, freaking out about my team, but I've got 20, like, if I use my boost this week, I've got 25 trades. Like, the night is still young, isn't it?
Yeah, we got to settle a bit, don't we? It's only round, like you said, it's round 5 coming into round 6, so long season, plenty of time to go. Still got all the buyers coming up, so we want to obviously have a few trades up our sleeves for them. So, right. Yeah, I think we can just hold our horses and just see what happens.
All right, Top G, what have you
having got? Having said that, I'm boosting. I'm not boosting.
I'm going to boost, but...
I can't boost. I've really got to just cool down. So let me just check on my trades here, Pig. What am I doing? So Ginby out for me. Oscar Baker out for me. For Matty Roberts and Hopper. So, yeah, I'm just doing a bit of a shuffle with Sheasel to the back line, taking Ginby's spot. And then, Hopper comes in to the middle. So I don't want to miss out on him. He looks really good at his price.
And
he's
then
a steal.
Forward line?
Roberts is in the midfield, yep. And Phillips goes back because Phillips got forward status, Pig. So that's great.
Oh.
Will Phillips got the forward status.
Yeah,
so
that's another one I'm looking at.
He goes back for me.
We look at him too because... He can stay in the team. He's good for a 70 at the moment.
Yeah, and he's still got plenty of money to make. Break even a 7, Pig. So he's going to make another 20, 30K this week. Simpkins out for a couple of weeks, so should be in there for a little while. But with the forward status, it's really handy. So he just slots in basically to where Sheasel was. And, Hopper goes into the midfield.
Okay, Pig.
Yes. Yeah, I've got to cover Green. So I do have the Green problem like you. I'm just going to have to hold him. I can't really do much with him at this stage. Maybe, we'll see what happens. Maybe in the next few weeks. Like you said, we want to get him to a big, big dog. But, that's what I'm doing this week, Pig.
All right, I like it. I really
just
do.
Just the two. So one up, one down.
That takes us into our next segment, Pig, and that's dual position players.
Yeah.
So I've just pulled up the list here. You tell me if I'm wrong on any of these, but
far away, I'll run
through a couple. So obviously Geordie Dawson's got the dual position now, defender mid.
Yep.
Harry Sheasel's defender forward. We've seen that one coming.
Love to see it.
Jack Zeeble again, another North guy, defender forward.
Phillips to forward is great. Obviously Wilmot got the mid status with his defender status as well.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Matty Roberts got the forward status as well, so not more flexibility if you're thinking about bringing him in. Nice little rookie option to look at.
What about Josh Rochelle? Was he only a forward?
Oh, he must have got mid status, did he?
Yeah, he's mid now, but...
he would have been a forward. He's mid forward now.
Let me pull you into the war room. Can we talk about this guy for a second? So he's 382K...
Richelli?
Yeah, he's breaking into 55. He's averaging 89. He's pretty underpriced.
He's been great.
So we've watched nearly all the Crows games, and he's getting plenty of stints in the midfield. So he scored a 116, a 70, 95, 71, 95. So he hasn't gone under 70, and he's almost turning up every second week.
Very solid. Very solid.
At 380K, that he could do a job.
Definitely could. I don't mind it. He's got all the talent in the world, so definitely one to put on the radar. I've got a couple here, Pig, if you have a list there, or do you want me to go through a couple?
Oh, you go. Take over.
So Dane Zorko has got he had forward status, and now he's a mid forward. Who else we've got? Obviously, Will Day got the mid status from the defender mid. Another one is a big one, potentially, Baslenko, Pig.
Okay.
Got forward status.
Right, okay.
So that could be big. We know what he can deliver when he's up and about. So he could be a nice little option to sneak into our forward line at some point.
Yeah.
But, unlike last year, Pig, there's not that many, contenders to really target.
That's right. I think probably the Sheasel, Zeeble's like the main one.
Yep. Ben Key's got forward status, Pig, so that could be one to put on the radar. His role's not great this year, though, so... But he's getting really cheap, and obviously with the forward status, he might be relevant in teams. But, yeah, that's about it.
Okay, so that's good.
So we'll wait and see for the next round. I think it's about round 11 or 12 we get more. So hopefully we get a few more options presenting themselves.
All right, Piggy, one more little look into the rookies maybe.
Couple of rooks.
Yeah, we'll see some of the rookies done. So I'll just go through a couple that I see here.
Yep, fire away a few.
Ruben Ginby, 51. not too bad, all things considered. Mateus Philippou, actually, he on visual, he looked great.
Probably his best game of the year, I think.
Yeah, he scored a 67, but he was around the mark. And he actually did a pirouette in the last quarter and then kicked a point. But I don't know if you've seen that. But
No, I didn't.
He danced on a dollar. He literally done like a full 360 spin and then had a shot at goal and missed. But
he looks really good.
Yeah, so Noah Long, 55. Wilmot, 68, which is great. It was a pretty good score. Cam McKenzie, like we talked about, 14, pretty average. And Will Phillips, I guess he's a rookie in the sense of what he started with. He got a 74.
Yep, solid.
Yeah, not too bad, right? Samson Ryan, 56.
Yeah, happy with that.
Not too bad.
He'll keep making some coin.
Should do. And what have we got here? Matty Roberts. So he started pretty small in the first few games.
He was, yeah. He was a sub for the first two or three rounds and then went big.
So he didn't really make too much money. He's still 129K, but he scored 93 and he looked like he was amongst it a lot more, like looked a lot more at home. So
he was in the first centre bounce big, so that should sort of tell you how much they rate him.
So there's potential there for him to make a bit of money. Bailey Humphrey played his second game for Gold Coast, scored a 38. Jackson Meade scored a 43.
Humphrey was subbed off too, so I'm not sure. Yeah, watch this space. If you do own him, he may be dropped. I don't know.
Here's a couple of CWs for you. Corey Wagner, he came into a few teams this year.
Did you watch him?
Did you
see the game?
I didn't like what I seen.
He did some ordinary things.
Yeah, I think it's his third club, and like he's played AFL football, so can't knock him too bad. But yeah, I don't think he's quite up to polish as a defender.
Mm.
Yeah, so Corey Wagner got a 39. Corey Warner, the brother of Chatty, he got a 37. He kicked a nice goal and then gave away a goal straight after. So I'm trying to really scratch my head here.
Yeah, a couple others, Piggy.
Williams. Do you know Dill Williams, what he scored?
Yeah, 51.
Yeah, so
he backed up his, I think he had 60 odd in the first game. So he's one that definitely want to put on the radar.
I think he's definitely a viable option. I think he's going to get a few games. You know, his form and coming in teams coincided with two good win support.
Yeah.
They're playing Darcy Byrne-Jones higher up the field. And Dill Williams is actually a real good goal sneak when they drafted him in like a bit of like a Toby Green, like a poor man's Toby Green type goal scorer. But they've reinvented him down back. He's lost a bit of weight. So his disposal is really good, and he's holding people like Jace Bergwijn out of the team. And so I reckon there might be a spot for him for a couple of weeks.
Yep. He's looked good. So minus 43 break-even pick. Yep. Plenty of money to make. And, yeah, I think he's definitely got a bit of a look at it over the next fortnight or so with the forward status. So definitely one to look at. Any others, Pig?
I think we've spoke about nearly everyone, really. So
Matty Johnson, I don't know if you mentioned him. We did mention him before, but he looks really good. First game not being the sub, so you know, 67 points, pretty happy with that. And Seamus Mitchell, pick for the Hawks, he's got the defender forward status, scored 67, so
okay, that's a solid score.
Could be someone to keep an eye on with his DPP flexibility. Oh, and one more, Will Gould, he actually exists, pig, so it's good to see that he is actually a footballer.
Say that again.
Yeah, he actually did play football.
Say that as I live and breathe. Yeah. Will
fucking Gould. He got on the park, pig. He was sub, but he came on early and scored 39, so.
The elusive William Gould.
He does exist.
Still looks as chubby it's in confirmed. The face as when he was drafted, but he done some good things,
He
right?
did look all right. He did pass the eye test for me, so.
But it's like,
obviously, they've got a lot of people missing down back, so I can't really bank on him playing this week, but good to see him actually get a game because he's been on the list for a couple of years without getting a go. So
yeah, it's just great to pick him for 4 years in a row and then for him to play his first game and not be in your team. It's just a real
love to see it.
Real sobering moment. So now, well done, Will Gould.
Good to see you, mate. Good to see you exist.
All right, Pig, I'm biased, but this is the best episode we've ever done, and this is the best show.
I think everyone's better than the other. We just keep improving.
Yeah, I think we just get better and better, really. So I think this is also, it must be the best show in Australia for Supercoach Talk. So that's the feedback. That's the mail we've been getting.
It is, yep.
So, Pig, we've come to an end. Sadly, we've come to an end. All things can't last.
Yep.
So let's powder our noses and we'll do a bit of housekeeping and then we will
finish off.
I want a housekeep. Pig, I got through. I don't know. I was just feeling a bit flat today, and then I just
did well, Pig.
Powered on. I said, "What's the best that could happen?" Embarrassed
did very
myself
well.
On the podcast.
No, you did well. I think the listeners will be better for it, Pig.
didn't have a great first quarter. Didn't have a great second quarter. In fact, I didn't think he had a great game.
Geez, you're a bit harsh, Blighty, aren't you?
I know.
He doesn't miss you, does he, Blighty?
He's an angry old man. It's normally directed at you, so it's actually... I felt the heat on the other end of that.
I know, you can feel it.
Didn't feel great. R-Pig, housekeeping. Let's talk about our Patreon.
Yeah, so let's talk about the top three finishes for the week.
Yes.
So cash in hand for these guys. So Phil or Sam, for a coach of Phil In, took the chocolates this week. 2372 pig.
Oh.
So big score, got me by 10 points, so that's frustrating. So he gets $25 in his hand. Bradley, coach of Studley Park Studs, who I believe came second last week too. So he's gone back-to-back $15 wins. So 2368. So he missed out by 4 points. And then I made up the placings with 2362 pigs. So I just snuck in there with a decent score.
If you're not first, you're last. Yep.
That's right. So I'm coming, pig.
Well done, pig.
Every week I'm rising. I'm rising. I'm up to fifth in the... in the group now, so I'm rising.
Pig, let's not make this all about you, can we? Nah, well done, Pig. You had a great weekend. Well done to the top three. They, yeah, there's some big scores.
Yep. No, we're doing well, Pig. Definitely.
All right. Punt.
I want a punt.
I'm punting.
We went big.
I'm punting.
We went big, Pig.
We're tracking nicely. Very well. I'll give you a little recap, Pigly. So we started with 280. We won... We finished with our 280 back, which is a big ask. We bet on 9 games plus 2 little exotics. So we won 4 out of 9 multis, which is impressive. And the formula we use is about a 3-to-1 return. So that accumulated into $150.
That's a profit, yeah.
Profit on top of our float.
Happy days.
As well as a bonus bet in the barrel for next week. So, mate, as far as punting goes, that's a great result.
Jeez, and we were close to going big, weren't we? Really big.
We were really close. So we won 4. Out of the 5 remaining, 4 of those, we dropped one leg like by a couple of disposals each one. I think one of them was a Richmond line that blew out. But so basically we had 4 wins, 4 with one leg dropping, 1 was just a complete nothing burger, which is the Melbourne game. But yeah, geez, man, we're right in that.
And what about the goal scoring multi, pig too? We were stiff there. We had about 10 legs in a goal scoring multi and every one of them saluted Tyson Stengel. We had him for 2 goals. He kicked a nice snag early. We're thinking, oh, here we go. And he broke his hand.
This is what happened. I missed part of the game. I turned the TV on and I'm like, shit, Geelong are flying here. Checked our multi, flying. I'm like, I wonder the goal scorer one that we put on. Looked at that and I'm like, oh, we're cruising here. Tyson Stengel's the only one, really. He's got a goal. And then literally about 5 seconds later, he just breaks his wrist or does whatever.
I saw him walking from the ground with his hand in his Guernsey. And I was just thinking, Guernsey,
surely
so.
They could take that, right?
Oh, we were stiff. We were very stiff.
So we missed out by 1 goal. So
that would have been a nice little win too.
What I love, Pig, is that the Patreon group that we punt with, they love it. They're up and about. They're pretty positive all through the weekend, which is good. But one thing that I love that they do is if they see something they like, they'll use it. If they want to add something to it, they do it, you know. And sometimes we've had a few stories where they've changed one leg or they've added another leg and it's ended up in a win, which is fantastic. So we love that. We're pretty much empowering these blokes to bend the bookies over themselves. Yep,
that's it, mate. It's a community. So we're loving it. Keep going every week.
We've led the horse to water and they're just hydrated.
They're nicely hydrated, yep. That's what we want.
Tears of sports bet.
That's what we want to see. Can we say that? Yep, we can say that.
Okay, good. So, Pig, we're going to go even bigger this week.
Yep, I'm feeling it. So, your big round, Pig, Anzac round. So, one of the best things about going to the footy, and that's why I'm keen to go this week, is, you know, all the ceremonial stuff that happens before the game. It's quite spine tingling. So, exciting. Big round of footy, plenty of big matchups. So, we're going to go big.
Predict Zach Butters to win the Anzac Day medal.
Ooh, I like that.
We'll have a look.
I don't mind that at all. Or what at Horn Francis? Nah, I guess. Zachy B.
Yeah, can we get a dual winner? Because I would love
who
that.
Who they got?
Too.
Who Port got West Coast, isn't it?
Got West Coast, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, okay. Should be someone from Port, you'd imagine, winning the medal.
Yeah, I know. West Coast, though, I've got to give it to them. They
were better in the second half, definitely.
Yeah, they're pretty much on one leg at the moment.
Yeah,
so.
They're stuffed. CEO injured himself as well again.
I know, I'll be putting 20 on Slim Tim Kelly.
Slim Tim, yep. 20 plus.
20 for 20?
Yep. He's been really good this year. He actually got a tag last week. He blitz half tagged him and he was still very good. So
yeah, he's good. So new man.
Yep, definitely.
All right, Pig.
Listen, well done, Piggy.
Mate, I just got to say it's been an absolute pleasure and an honour.
I like that. Is it really?
Oh.
The sincerity from you?
Geez, it sounded good though, didn't it? I'm just so grateful that I've got a co-host like you and Mark Robertson who just dips in and dips out.
Hello, Jared.
I wonder if he's
just non-existent this last week.
I wonder if he's on pro rata or he just gets paid for the episodes or he gets the full kit. I wonder. Do you wonder?
I don't know. Not a bad wicket, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, Pig, very good. Another one in the books.
See, I'm just filibustering. I don't want to go.
One of our best yet.
I'm having a great time here. But all good things come to an end.
Yep. Pig. Hopefully the patrons enjoy it, Pig, or the listeners enjoy it.
All right, my friend. It's been real. It's been good. All right. It just hasn't been...
Good luck this week.
Real good.